Every year, thousands of students go on their first holiday abroad. Our 5G roaming in 80 countries means they're connected as soon as they land.
Just a reminder to wear sunscreen, love, because you're as pale as a ghost. Oh, and can you send me all your friends' numbers because their mothers are on to me. And always keep your cash in your bum bag, yeah?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.
Fantastic news for music in Ireland, and obviously for the Rory Gallagher followers all over the world. I think it was the ultimate goal was to ensure that the 1961 battered Fender Stratocaster guitar would stay in Ireland. And I think in fairness to the Gallagher family, the Gallagher estate, they made it quite clear from the start that they wanted to find a new home for it. Obviously, their preference was Ireland. And I think as the days came closer to the auction yesterday and as the hours ticked down, I think it became pretty clear that there was going to be very few bidding on the Stratocaster. And hence, the result was last night that it was quite well set up to ensure that the National Museum of Ireland would take ownership of the guitar following the donation from Live Nation Gaiety Group.
There has been a lot of chat, Barry, that the guitar is going to be housed in Cork. Is there a chance that it could make its way back to Ballyshannon at any stage?
Well, the guitar will be primarily, its home now will be in Collins' Barracks in Dublin, in the National Museum. So that's been announced today, that the guitar will be a part of a collection of Rory Gallagher. There's a number of other items too that has been secured by the department through the auction last night. I believe at least one other guitar. So yes, you would hope that in the future that it will tour to places like Cork. Most likely Ballyshannon will see it at some stage. It may not be immediately, but you would hope that it will be loaned out and toured to somewhere like Ballyshannon in the coming years. As I say, it mightn't happen immediately, but it will happen in the near future. Also, I would say that places like Derry and Belfast will also, at some stage, may see the guitar going to those cities as well because of Rory's heritage in both Belfast and in Derry. Also, I can say about Ballyshannon is that we were very much present at the auction last night. And we've secured many items from the auction. I believe that Ballyshannon will have the biggest collection of items from the auction in the last 48 hours, believe it or not. We worked hard at it over the last number of weeks and months. We went prepared, and a small group of people in Ballyshannon have secured in the region of 10 to 12 items. And there will be a collection from the Rory Gallagher collection now housed in Ballyshannon on a permanent basis. And we'll have more details on this in early 2025. But to be honest, we're delighted today that the Stratocaster staying in Ireland in the future will come to Ballyshannon. But we're equally delighted now that we can work on plans for our own exhibition of material that we've collected over many years, the history of the festival, other artefacts belonging to Rory Gallagher that are in my own possession. But we've done very well. We've done very well over the last 2 days at these auctions.
Every year, thousands of students go on their first holiday abroad. Our 5G roaming in 80 countries means they're connected as soon as they land.
Just a reminder to wear sunscreen, love, because you're as pale as a ghost. Oh, and can you send me all your friends' numbers because their mothers are on to me. And always keep your cash in your bum bag, yeah?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.